Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Leading Yourself podcast. Today, we're diving into the topic of how to learn faster. In a world that is constantly evolving, the ability to learn quickly and adapt is more critical than ever. Whether you're looking to advance your career, to master a new skill, or just simply navigate life's challenges, learning faster can give you that competitive edge and open up new opportunities. So you might be asking yourself, how can we accelerate our learning process and absorb information more effectively? Well, let's explore that today as we share some practical strategies to help you do just that. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves. Those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. So before we jump in into today's episode, you often ask me, where do I find all the inspiration to keep creating content every week here for the podcast? And I want to share where the inspiration for this particular episode comes from. You know that I'm a lifelong learner. I love learning. So this naturally is a topic that I would be motivated to talk about. But recently, I got some inspiration on my own life experience. I was traveling for work a couple of weeks ago, and typically, I don't take my personal computer with me, but this time, I decided to take it. And long story short, my water bottle opened inside my bag on the plane, and everything got wet. And my work computer was fine, but I was not able to revive my personal computer. So I was bummed. Of course, I talked about some lessons learned that I draw from that experience. But fast forward, I got a new computer. I got a Mac Pro, and I've been a Microsoft gal my entire life. So it's been quite an adjustment to move from a Windows platform to a Mac platform. And it's taken me outside of my comfort zone, I would say. And I've been put in a situation where I am forced to learn and learn fast, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to record today's podcast episode or do the editing or do anything. So that inspired me to think about, how can I learn fast? How can I become agile in the way that I learn and I transition and I adjust to this new operating system? So that's the backstory on what prompted me to be here today talking to you about this topic, about learning. So I want to share some strategies for learning in general that can be applied, as I said in the intro, for everything in your career, to acquire new skills, or like me right now, to manage life challenges. So the first strategy is, you need to anchor your learning on your why. When you try to force learning on a topic that you don't feel you're interested in, it makes it harder to stay engaged. Instead, what I like to do is I like to get very clear on what is that I want to learn, and most importantly, why it matters to me. The why is what is going to keep you driven when things get challenging. It's going to make the learning experience more compelling and make your progress feel even more meaningful. So connecting you're learning to your personal why is it's critical. When it comes to learning, engagement is crucial, right? Trying to absorb information about a subject that doesn't resonate with you can feel like an uphill battle, making it difficult to maintain both your focus and your enthusiasm. So again, instead, aim to pinpoint exactly what you want to learn and understand why it holds significance to you. Your why could be a personal goal. It could be a career aspiration. It could be a lifelong curiosity, or simply the joy of acquiring new knowledge. This why is going to serve as your anchor. It's going to keep you motivated during the challenging phases of the learning process, right? Because as much as I love learning, there are times where, or there are phases that are challenging, right? Not every day I wake up motivated to learn, and I'm sure you don't either, right? So anchoring on your why is going to enrich the overall learning experience. It's going to enhance that sense of achievement that you get from the progress that you're making in that learning journey. Understanding your why not only makes the journey of learning more intriguing, but also infuses your progress with that deep sense of purpose and fulfillment. So ask yourself, what is that you're interested in learning and why does it matter to you? That's where I would start. See, when you see me diving and learning and going deep into certain topics, it's because I have personally spent some time thinking about what exactly I want to learn, and typically it's associated with something I'm going through in my life currently or in my career, right? That I need in order to be more effective or more productive, or just to get something done. Or it's something that I'm really curious about because I heard someone talk about something and sparked my curiosity, and I go into this rabbit hole of wanting to learn more. And I'm naturally curious, right? So when you give me a carrot with a nugget of information or an insight or something that sparks that curiosity, I'm digging a hole and I'm going deep, right? That's why I love, and you have heard this approach from me, is like I look at every year as a book with 12 chapters, and every chapter is 1 month of the book. So every month I pick a topic that I'm going deep. And again, it's something that I have a direct connection with that topic. I have a personal why. So I'll give you some examples. I started the year, my theme for January was habits. I was feeling that I needed to readjust my routines. I felt like I was starting to be victim of my routines versus my routines working for me. And I went back and reread the book Atomic Habits, and I got into the curiosity of learning what other people were doing for their own morning routine so I could see how I can reshape mine. And there was a personal story involved in there, right? Right now, this month, my topic was mindset, and I'm going deep into the topic of mindset. And then life threw me this curveball with my computer, and I'm spending a lot of time watching YouTube videos and reading about where to find things in this new operating system, right? I have a personal why. I need to figure out, like the first week, last week, I recorded the podcast out of my phone because I couldn't get things to work, right? I didn't know how to use the software here. Even the mouse is different. Like everything is different, right? So I'm going deep in there because I have a personal why. I want to get back to do all the things that I was able to do in my previous computer and do it efficiently and effectively. So you get the point. The second strategy is to customize the learning experience based on your style and your most effective motivators. See, all of us, everyone, we have our unique learning style. and acknowledging that can greatly enhance your learning process. You need to nourish the student within you, and you do that by consciously designing routines that are aligned with your preferences. For instance, let's say that you are more an audio kind of learner who returns information better by listening. Well, then pick an audiobook versus a physical book. Go and listen to podcasts that align with the topics that you're interested on. Alternatively, if you're more of a visual learner who understands information better when it's presented virtually, prioritize things or resources like infographics or diagrams or videos. If understanding your most compelling motivators can also further boost that learning efficiency. These motivators can range from personal development goals to professional ambitions and everything in between, right? So by linking this practice to those key motivators, you will not only enhance your engagement, but also is going to drive you closer to success. Remember, the goal is to create a learning environment that resonates with you, therefore making the progress more enjoyable and more effective. So pause for a minute and ask yourself, what are your preferences? Have you ever thought about that? Or do you just learn based on what other people suggest to you or what you see others doing or what crosses your way, right? Like someone sends you a book, recommends you a book, you go and because they read a book, are you going to read a book? Or are you thinking about using other things, right? And talking about how to better absorb information. And talking about books, I'm going to give you a little trick that works amazing for me. So I have a mash of different learning styles. And for me, variety is very important, more so than just going with one. And I also, what I have noticed is that I have like phases, right? There are times where I love picking a book and reading a book and highlighting on the book, right? Like I have a highlighter and I highlight the hell out of that book. Sorry, my language. Sometimes I'm more of an audio kind of person. I rather do an audiobook or a podcast. So I like variety. And I also, depending on how I feel that day or what is the topic that I'm learning, I would choose one over the other. But I'm always very intentional on right now, based on where I am and what I'm trying to read, what I'm trying to learn, what is the best way? What is the best approach? What is going to help me learn faster and where I'm going to enjoy more? Because I like enjoying the learning process. I don't learn for the outcome. I learn because I like the process of learning. I like the experience. I like how it makes me feel. I like that sense that I'm making progress and I'm a nerd, in other words. You get the point. But to my point of this one strategy, what I had found is that a lot of times I struggle concentrating. I have considered the fact that I might have ADHD. But I've never explored that further. But one thing that really helps me, especially with books, is I would do both the physical and the audible. And what I'm doing is that I'm listening at the same time that I'm following on the physical book and I'm highlighting. And having both really helps me to stay more focused, to retain more what I'm reading. And you might think, oh, that is an expensive way of reading a book. Well, not necessarily. Like you can have your Audible subscription. By the way, I'll drop a link on the show notes of today's podcast episode. If you haven't tried Audible, you can get an amazing promotion right now. I'll put the link on the show notes so you can try it out. And then I'll go to the library and I'll borrow a copy of the physical book. And yes, I cannot highlight on the library, but I still can follow and I can make notes if I need to, right? So if it's a book that I know I am going to want to highlight, then I'll buy it. Okay, the next one, I feel like we've covered a bunch of them in the last one, but number three, according to my count, it's to set commitments, tools, and processes in place that will allow you to perform at your best. This has nothing to do with the actual learning, but what surrounds the learning. And I would begin with setting clear commitments and implementing tools and establishing processes that will ultimately allow you to perform at your highest level. It's essential to have practices in place that will keep you consistently on top of your game, regardless of your emotional state. This could include mindfulness exercises, regular breaks for relaxation, or even just a consistent sleep schedule. Things like that can help you maintain your focus and your productivity, even in the face of turbulence. And it's important to be brutally honest with yourself about the amount of time and energy that you currently have available to devote for learning. Avoid setting unrealistic expectations, as this could lead to feelings of guilt and shame in the long run. And we don't want that. It's crucial to understand your capacity and plan your learning schedule accordingly. Always underestimate what it will take to achieve your learning goals. This way, you can overestimate your results, leading to this pleasant surprise at the end rather than a disappointment. By setting more manageable goals, you're going to avoid overworking yourself and falling into this trap of burnout. Because yes, you can even get to burnout when you are learning, even that if that learning has nothing to do with your job. This approach allows you to maintain and sustain a pace, contributing to those long-term learning goals and your own success rather than that short-term spark or burst of progress that then stales and leaves you disappointed. So again, this one is more around the actual learning, but it's how can you be in your A game? If you're not feeling in your A game, you're not going to have the energy to devote for learning because let's be realistic, you have so many other responsibilities. And probably learning is one thing that sometimes you do because you have to, but a lot of times if you're like me, you do because you want to. And you want to do it with your best energy. If you're tired, if you're stressed, if your mind is not present in the moment, you're not going to be able to absorb what you're learning. You're not going to be able to retain. And that is going to feel like you're not making progress and you're going to be disappointed. So make sure you're taking care of yourself, that you are on your A game, and then that you're set realistic expectations and goals around your learning, both how much time you're going to spend learning, as well as how much progress you're going to make, and what is exactly that you want to accomplish, back to the first point that I talk about today, which was what you want to learn about and why is that important to you. Okay, the next one is to use some scientifically proven strategies to enhance your learning. Yes, I'm going to get a little bit nerdy here. And I did some research to say, what does science says are some strategies that can help enhance our learning? So the first one is to write down your ideas. There is a lot of scientific research that talks about that writing down what you're learning can help those ideas to stick to your memory. So if you're like me, you want to always keep a journal by you. I always have this notebook that I use to write things down that I'm learning. When someone says something that sparks my curiosity, I write it down so I can go later and research on that. If I hear something on a podcast or on a book or someone, I write it down. So writing down your ideas, again, helps to make this connection with your brain. And you can always type it on a computer, but there's even scientific research that says that writing down with pen and paper, it's even more effective in making that connection and that thing to stick to your memory. The other thing is repeat information. You can do this through voice memos, discussing with an accountability partner, even, you know, at school, when I was at school, our teacher would put us to explain the concepts to another kid at class. And that was a strategy to help us learn when we were explaining that to someone else. So talking with other people, socializing what you're learning can help you enhance your learning experience, retain more, learn more, and you can also get other people interested in the topic, and you can help someone learn something by sharing what you're doing. Okay, another one is to avoid multitasking. I don't know about you, but there was a point in my life that I was very proud to say that I was a master multitasker until I realized that I wasn't, that multitasking really doesn't exist. You can't possibly be working on two things at the same time. Now, if you have an activity that doesn't require brain power and one that does, it might be possible. Like I can drive and listen to an audiobook and actually retain information, or I can listen to music while I'm doing chores at home. Yes, I'm not talking about that multitasking. I'm talking about intellectual activities, doing them simultaneously. What we're really doing is context switching, and switching so quickly that it feels like we're working on multiple things at the same time, but we are not. And when it comes to learning, concentration is crucial to retain information. So give your full attention to what you're learning. If you are distracted, if you need to do other things, don't try to push learning. Try to make up the time for where you can be dedicated to learning versus an environment where you're multitasking or trying to multitask. Another science-backed strategy to enhance your learning is to quiz yourself. There is a reason why in schools, kids get tested, right? Act as if your knowledge will be tested. And this will going to encourage your memory to recall information. I mean, think about it. I mean, I think about myself when I was at school, but I think about my kids, like them knowing that they're going to have a quiz. They put even more attention, right? And they're more intentional about retaining information because they know a quiz is coming. So act as if you will be tested, or your knowledge will be tested, and that can help to retain more information. Another one that is critical is to be consistent. The more consistent you are, the more confident you'll be in your ability to master the skill that you're learning. Consistency is key. I mean, we talk about consistency all the time, but I mean, it's true. You need to be consistent. You're not going to be able to learn just by reading one page of one book, right? You need to be consistent. Consistency is going to help you really get the results that you're looking for and be able to retain that. Okay, I think I already mentioned this one, but it's teach what you're learning to others. Teaching not only reinforces your own understanding, but also allows you to gain new perspectives and insights. Whether it's explaining a concept to a friend, an accountability partner, writing a blog, giving a presentation, sharing your knowledge with others can deepen your understanding on the topic and accelerate your learning. Another thing that has been backed by science is to seek out diverse sources of information. don't limit yourself to just one textbook or one online course. Instead, explore a variety of resources, including books, articles, podcasts, videos, workshops, you name it. Each source offers a unique perspective that can enrich your learning experience. And for me personally, the richer the perspectives, the richer the learning, right? Otherwise, you're just your silo thinking, if you think about it. You're just adopting someone else's idea versus forming your own ideas around the topic. So for me, it's very important that I have that variety so I can pick and choose the things that resonate with me on each of the perspectives that I'm learning and form my own perspective and my own judgment. That piece for me is critical, and I'm sure it's for you as well. Another powerful way to learn faster is to apply what you've learned to real-world settings. Theory is important, but practical experience is where the true learning takes place. So look for opportunities to put your knowledge into practice, whether it is through hands-on projects, volunteering. They're all good options, right? Find ways that you can really apply it. The more that you apply what you've learned, the deeper the understanding will become. And another thing that can help is cultivating learning environments that foster creativity and curiosity. So surround yourself with people who inspire you. Seek out new experiences. Embrace challenges with enthusiasm. We've talked about all of those things here before in the podcast. What I'm talking about is to create a space where you feel motivated to explore, to experiment, to push boundaries of your own learning, right? Okay. And this brings me to the last point, which is precisely this one, which is creating this environment. And that is a critical step in the learning process. This involves understanding the type of environment that helps you maintain focus and prepare your workspace appropriately. Take some time, you know, to set up your space. What I like to do is the last thing that I do, or the night before, I set up my space and arrange things that can help me be more productive the next day. And that impacts both me at work, but also me when I'm learning. This could involve things like tidying up your desk or ensuring that it's free of clutter and distractions that could potentially divert your attention away from your task. Also, go through your computer, close all the unnecessary tabs or apps that you have that are not relevant for what you're working on. Think about what materials or tools you will need in your learning process. One thing I like to do, if I'm reading a book, I'm strategically leaving the book either next to my nightstand, next to my bed, if it's a book that I'm reading before going to bed, or I'm leaving in my workout area. So when I finish my workout, I just grab the book and go read. Or sometimes I will put it next to the coffee maker, because typically what I like to do is that I enjoy my cup of coffee while I'm reading. So if I put my book right there, then it triggers me, right, to pick the book and read while I'm having my coffee versus doing something else, right? So by doing these things, you can eliminate distractions, reduce decision fatigue, which can occur when you're constantly making decisions about what to do next. So all of these preparations will make it easier for you to transition into a state of learning, allowing you to engage with the learning itself more effectively and more efficiently. So there you go. Those are some ways that you can enhance your learning. You can, you can be more effective and more efficient when you are learning. I hope this was helpful. I hope you grab one or two tips that you can implement yourself to help you learn faster and learn more effectively and efficiently. If you have other strategies that you have implemented that have worked for you, I will love to hear. Please connect with me on social networks. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. I'll put my accounts on the show notes of the podcast episode so we can connect, and I love to talk to you about your strategies for learning, because I'm always looking for new ways that I can learn more and more effectively. So with that, I hope you have an amazing week, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week here on the Leading Yourself podcast.